along with this, and also along with what was beautiful readings tonight, Anne from England sent in a testimony. It was an extract from A Century of Christian Science Healing that I'd like to share tonight. In the spring of 1945, the Russians came to conquer Vienna. They had conquered Budapest, had fought in Budapest for 2 months. It was a rather ghastly fight with a lot of cruelty and barbarism. And the radio was full of all these things that they had done, and that everyone should try to get out of their reach before they came. Also, there were a lot of word-of-mouth stories, because many of the Hungarians had come west and had brought their horror stories with them. Now, as a Christian Scientist, I denied those stories, simply on the ground that I felt that whatever was true about everybody, regardless of nationality or friends or enemies. I was not willing to accept anything I knew was not the truth from the point of view of God's perfect creation. But I would have liked to leave Vienna, naturally. And one morning, a friend of my husband's came with a truck and said, "Quickly, quickly, pack something. I'm going to take you over the border. I'm going to take you away from Austria, if possible, over the border into Switzerland." It seemed wonderful at first, because I had been brought up in Switzerland, and it was a free country, and no war. It just seemed like a dream. And I ran back into the house to get some things together, and thought this was the answer to my prayers. But I had constantly been confronted with such big decisions. I was so used to turning to God before anything I ever did that I stopped in the hallway and said spontaneously, "What shall I do?" And the answer came as fast as the question had been asked. "Who are you running away from? There are no enemies." I saw that in God's creation, there are no enemies, and there is no need to run. So I went back to this young man, and I told him that I wouldn't be going with him, that I was going to stay right here. He tried to persuade me. Naturally, he thought he had an obligation towards my husband, who was his friend, to take me to safety. And he thought I was just being very, very foolish and stupid. But I stayed. By staying, I gave home to a cousin of mine who had lost hers, and to some others also. I didn't have much food. No one had any food at that time. But at the corner of my street, only a few houses away, there was a grocery. And the grocer was a very heavy big man who would come to my apartment for peace and quiet and rest. It was rather amusing because he was twice my size and twice my age, and he would come and say, "This is like an oasis." And every time he came, he brought something, a loaf of bread or something else. Other people that came too would say, "There is so much peace here." And everyone brought something. You know, I always had enough for the people that I had to feed, including myself. There was a lot of fighting in the streets when the Russians came. When they would come in the city for 3 days, they would plunder and loot and do anything they wanted to. Even their commander couldn't say anything about it and told the population of Vienna that the only thing we could do would be to shut ourselves into our houses. And there were lots that would come to my house, and I was completely without fear. I was so convinced of the truth that there is only one man, the man in God's image. They might have come to steal, but they finished up with one of those Russian dances to amuse my cousin and myself, and they left slapping me on my shoulder and calling me a mamushka. So actually, it was complete protection. And they brought food too, so we had all had enough to eat. And some of the people on my street noticed and said, "You and your house, you are blind. You are in the blind spot in the eye of every Russian." Thought that was such a beautiful testimony, and I thought it goes along. Those were such beautiful readings tonight. And it was read in Unity of Good, something I wasn't that familiar with. I thought it was so interesting. Mrs. Eddy says, "Mortal mind is a kingdom divided against itself. With the same breath, he articulates truth and error. We say God is all, and there is none beside him, and the talk of sin and sinners is real. Excuse me, we call God omnipotent and omnipresent, and then conjure up from the dark abyss of nothingness a powerful presence named evil. We say that harmony is real and inharmony is its opposite, and therefore unreal. Yet we descant upon sickness, sin, and death as realities." But you see, this woman in this testimony, she did not do that. She stood her ground. She started with the truth that God creates all and he creates them in his image and likeness. And that was all she experienced, was that. It was in her thought. The power was there. She was met with nothing but love and kindness. It's a powerful story. It's a powerful lesson. And as was read last week in last week's readings from Science and Health, on one side there will be discord and dismay, and the other side, science and peace. So as we stand for this truth, we can demonstrate this peace, and not only for ourselves, but for others as well. I'm so grateful, so deeply grateful for Christian Science, for Mrs. Eddy for giving it to us, and our dear Master Christ Jesus. Grateful for this beautiful meeting tonight and to be with you all.